This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Can you just put your lowest setting on and then just say the nighttime is the right time?
Do you see? I've got it partially mixed in with my real voice. So.
Malvolgia, I serve you. You're not that shitty in the Spawn movie.
Steve, you must worship me.
You know what? You sound like those fucking alien grunts from The Fifth Element.
The year is 2015. The world is once again engulfed in darkness. It has been 100 years since the last appearance of the Castle of Fanfiction, and as the full moon rises over this accursed land, a vast silhouette of towers and spires materializes, its form spreading to the far horizon. Every harbinger of good begins to feel empty inside, while the forces of evil grow ever more in strength. The Castle of Fanfiction, a sprawling mass of stone housing the worst horrors mankind can imagine and beyond. For every time the castle has appeared, the Nighthorse clan has also come forward to send it back to the void. Within these walls, the powers of the light will challenge Hell's greatest creations. Will our brave warriors, Valerie, Logan, David, and Steve-O, hold the candle of humanity aloft after the battle? Or will the flame be snuffed out by the terrors within? The only sure thing about this encounter is that it is a Friday. Friday night fan fiction.
Hey! Oh my God, David, you're alive, and also I have something to tell you.
What do you got to tell me?
That if you were a dinosaur in a dating sim, I would totally date you.
I would want to be a Davosaurus Rex.
Does a Davosaurus Rex have boobies?
He does, and also tiny little arms.
Ooh.
For which to play a ukulele.
Yes, and I also have one of those mariachi hats.
Beautiful. Well, this is Friday Night Fan Fiction, and thank you, David, for showing up.
You're welcome.
Barely on time. You almost missed homeroom. Go to see the principal during your lunch break.
Man, fuck you, Coach Skinner. I don't have to listen to you.
Joining me tonight are our normal hosts, David and Logan, referee Mal.
Hi.
And our guests tonight are Cyril the Wolf.
Hi.
Wolf.
And Flick the Flick.
Barf.
Hello.
Oh, geez.
And I mean, hi.
We are continuing.
Oh, yeah, hi.
We are continuing the delectable story known as Is It Pretending If I Already Want You? We are on.
Do we have to?
Yes.
Can't I we thought just... the story was called Resume Here.
Ah.
No, it's called Hey. It's called Hey.
Let's get right down to it, because we're on page 113 out of 152, and I think I can see some light at the end of the tunnel.
It's a really tight tunnel.
No, there's just darkness at the end of this asshole tunnel.
Oh, yeah. Well, darkness Flick, you get poop. To start reading.
Oh, darkness shit. Imprisoning me with his butthole. Can't you see? He wants to put it tight, really, really tight, around your penis.
Huh. Ooh. Do I read till the end of the page or until you tell me to shut up?
Until you get to the line break.
Oh my God, there's line breaks. This is sophisticated.
Yeah, we're professional nowadays.
That is the biggest lie I've ever heard.
I guess I'll start at the resume here. All right, here we go. Oh yeah? Bucky replies, playing along. He ashes his smoke and tilts his face over to Steve with a tiny smirk. Who's that? Steve keeps his stare for a few seconds. Then he looks away and jokes. The bartender? I mean, he's been giving me the eye all night. You think if I tip him well, he'll... Bucky punches his arm with a chuckle, and Steve drops the act, wrapping him up against him. They sit in silence while Bucky keeps sucking through his smoke, his head on Steve's shoulder as they stare ahead at the building and watch everything through the window. Steve eventually asks, "So, what about the guy with the resting bitch face over at the table near the cake? He anyone I should be worried about?" Bucky tenses at the same time that he sighs and straightens back up. Unable to keep from scowling, he drops his gaze to the ground. That's Jason.
Down to the ground.
Oh, down to the ground.
Yep.
I are good read.
That's
thanks.
A drink right
you
there.
Are good read. Oh. Continue sleep.
Just a second. Wine. Oh, yeah. Ooh, that tastes like $11 wine.
Oh, boy. So you got boots.
So like all wine.
Doing some yellowtail, baby.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yellowtail's not bad. Right. I like yellowtail.
Wine it's all tastes wine. The same.
All right, sure anyway. Is.
It all tastes like grape juice to me.
All right, resuming. That's Jason, one of my cousins. He's a dick, he mutters. How so? I don't know. He just never liked me much. Always was fine with Becca, but seemed to hate me from the get-go.
It's because you have a penis.
It's because you don't have boobs.
Wait, no, man, you gotta have at least one badge to get with me, brah.
At least? How many badges can one have?
So many badges, brah.
Seven vaginas. I have like
over 30 badges.
Dude, if my time in Pokemon is any indication, I got all the badges.
Oh, no, I forgot to even count my Pokemon badges, dude. Get
bro, right. Dude, you gotta count your Pokemon badges, man.
Nah, man, just my merit badges.
No, merit badges are good, but Pokemon badges count for like 3 merit badges, dude.
Little shit they do, bitch.
Dude, oh my goodness. Ain't got nothing on the volcano badge.
All right, ladies, you can argue about your merit badges later, okay? First, that we gotta sell some Thin Mints to our neighbors over there.
Ooh, I like Thin Mints. Thin Mints.
We have intolerant cookies.
I thought these were Girl Scouts, not Boy Scouts.
No, oh, no, no.
Fuck you. Our popcorn is very tolerant.
It's also very delicious. I will say that.
All right, let's keep going.
All right, where the hell was I? Whatever.
You're at popcorn.
I don't know.
He's just never liked me much. Always fine with Becca, but seemed to hate me from the get-go, Bucky explains, waving his hand dismissively. I don't think he ever saw me as an actual member of the family. Oh, and he's also
a huge homophobe.
What?
Less than thrilled about me bringing you here.
Whoa!
What? He's also an alien from Independence Day.
Okay, I'll repeat it. He's a huge
homophobe.
All right.
I'm taking off my shirt.
And this is why I should not be allowed to have nice hardware. So, all right, I'll continue. I swear. All right. Bucky jokes sardinally because sardines. He found out back when I had my first boyfriend, you know, when everyone posted everything on Facebook. For a good 4 months after that, his favorite nickname for me was Fagatron. Oh, wait, sorry.
Fagatron.
Charming, right?
So wait, was he like one of the unlockable characters in the Transformers game we played?
Fagatron, Tron.
Yeah, dude, he's like a secret boss from Gundam Battle Assault.
Steve isn't laughing. No, and Steve is laughing. He's not even chuckling. The more Bucky's talking, the harder his jaw seems to be setting until he has to look away.
He's getting more flashbacks to those freaking Dodge Caravans.
He nods to himself, seeming like he's lost in thought. Yep, very charming, he replies flatly. Suddenly worried that Steve's about to storm in there and rip the guy's head off his shoulders, Bucky turns toward him and places his hand on Steve's boner knee.
Boner knee!
But hey, that was a long time ago, he says, as if trying to rectify the situation.
Rectify? Yes?
Hey, sometimes
does it actually say that?
My brain sees things in lights drink. That it should.
Drink.
Okay.
You're just too busy.
How can I lose my spot? This is not that long.
No, you're thinking about important things. Like sounding. Yeah.
There's the word rectum fly. All right. And he got in shit for it anyways. Once my mom found out, we haven't even spoken in like 4 years anyway. So it's fine, okay? Steve covers Bucky's hand with his own. At first, the smile he gives him is tight. But then he relaxes and assures Bucky.
Right themselves, honestly.
Don't worry. Yep. I would say anything if he doesn't. I'm here for you. I know any added drama isn't going to help. Bucky nods. He knows that he can trust Steve,
that he wouldn't fight, that he wouldn't, that he wouldn't instigate a fight, if anything. Steve's not that person anyways. He's the one who will stand up against an asshole and not back down if he's defending what's right, but not outright look for confrontation. It's terribly written.
Jesus. This is, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's Jason that Bucky's still on edge about. The way he'd been glaring at Bucky from across the room definitely gave the impression that he had a few choice words he wanted to say.
They are muffin, tube top, and cholesterol.
The words?
Yeah.
Yes, the choice
those
words.
Those are the choice words. It's the Daily Double.
Oh.
They head back inside. Wait, they head back inside in time for his parents' speeches. They thank everyone for coming. Literally. Okay. Make a spiel about how important family is and how great it is to have so many familiar faces back in one room.
I just have to say, it's so great to have everybody all in one room. It hasn't been like this since Bushmua was born, you know?
And you know, family's so important. Now sit down and eat your peas, you little shit.
Annie tears up when she dedicates a good 5 minutes to talking about her children and how proud of them she and Mark are. And when Bucky notices Rebecca trying not to cry, he takes her hand in his and holds it until she's done fanning away any potential tears, insisting that she's okay.
Oh, and then she died. All right, next up is Logan.
Okay.
That is some weird, big ol' inflatable Gardevoir low buddy. Is that a peach?
Is it supposed to be testicles or
below? No, it's the booties. Butts. And butts. There's like a Pichu stuck in the middle.
That Pichu's been dead for years.
Honey, I found the remote.
Also, there's a couple bodies in here.
I'm on page 114, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bucky almost chokes up when his parents unexpectedly bring Steve into the speech as well. Hearing them say, "Welcome to the family," is what does it for him. The way Steve glances over at him with a tiny smile of his own and his baby blue slightly wet is only another nail in the coffin. Thankful that Mark jumps in and makes a joke to get everyone laughing, Bucky included. Otherwise, he might have actually cracked his face. Okay, so we filmed the last episode at Steve's party and I didn't listen to the parts I wasn't reading. What is going on?
It's their parents' anniversary, and it's a party, and they're there.
Okay.
Is it a pizza party?
It's not. It's an anniversary party. It's not being catered by Domino's.
Is it being catered by a rabbi?
Today is it's our anniversary.
I hope it's a pants
welcome
party.
To the family, and I was like, sevenfold?
I hate pants parties, dude. I just like parties without pants.
Jumps in. Thank you for that wonderful interruption.
Oh, this is actually hot.
Are you done?
Also, don't post Yzma porn.
What the fuck is Yzma? I don't know what that is.
Yzma from the Brand New Groove.
Favorite.
Yzma, put your hands in there.
Is when his parents start talking about each other. Their laughter and people actually do start crying as they tell stories from their years together, both touching and sometimes embarrassing. Above all else, what Bucky sees up there is exactly the same thing he saw earlier in the day. Complete, unmatched love. They're the reason Bucky believes in soulmates, because they're all the proof that he needs. Eventually, it's impossible for him not to shed a few tears, which he swiftly wipes away.
I heard you say shit a few tears.
Yeah, he shits out a few tears and then wipes them away because it's important for men to not show any signs of emotion.
Or rectal bleeding.
Or rectal tears. Or tears for that
rectal
matter.
Rectal tearing. That was what I implied.
Now, kids, you can avoid rectal tearing with proper lubrication.
Lubrication.
You lost a lot of momentum on the end of that one.
I was trying to think of a different word.
With proper lubega.
One, two, three, four, five. Proper lubega. Put that in your butt so it can really glide.
Good job, David.
My anus is bleeding.
Fuck.
My anus is swiftly bleeding.
Stop it. Rebecca's crying a little more too, so Bucky wraps his free arm around her
and hugs her close again until the speech is over.
That's no.
All the kids. Fuck. No, stop. This is not a repeat of the coffee fic.
As much as we wish it was.
Sorry.
And dun 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 dun.
All the kids get up the moment Annie and Mark walk back to the table to give them a big hug. They're crushed under the swell of bodies. Steve waits until it's over, probably so he doesn't seem like he's intruding on the others on their special moment. But then he is likewise getting to his feet and approaching them, shaking Mark's hand and then embracing Annie into a hug. Bucky doesn't hear what he says to him.
Oh, she says that she's okay.
She's okay, Annie.
Annie, are you okay?
Are you okay?
Fucking shit.
Well, that's probably going to happen.
I'm just going to keep switching dials on this thing. Apparently go really low.
Okay. Then Steve nods and then pulls back, looking into her eyes with a smile, and he replies, "Thank you. And I will. I promise."
Can you just put your lowest setting on and then just say the night time is the right time?
See, I've got it partially mixed in with my real voice. So.
Malvolgia, I serve you! You're not that shitty in the Spawn movie! You know what? You sound like those fucking alien grunts from the Fifth Element. All right, you know
I'm
what?
I'm losing my mind.
All right.
I gotta stop doing that.
Yeah,
I'm never gonna get anywhere in this stupid reading.
All right. Resume.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, same here. But
resume.
Bucky doesn't think to ask about it until later on, once the tables have been pushed aside and the dancing started. Steve's not the best dancer, and Bucky hasn't really slow danced with anyone high school, but all the same, he finds himself taking Steve's hand and finally agreeing to one song after about the 20th time of Steve asking him. They both have one arm wrapped around the other's lower back and their other hands held together just below shoulder level. Bucky tries not to think about all the eyes that might be watching them, instead focusing his attention on the way Steve's looking at him. Unlike Bucky, Steve doesn't look like he gives a damn about what anyone else might be thinking.
I don't give a damn about what anybody else is thinking.
I don't give a damn. Yeah.
Steve it Badger makes, doesn't give any fucks.
Also, Val, next picture's posted for you. Counter to hot Magikarp.
It makes it easier for Bucky to relax.
That gets you my pseudo widow.
Fuck, now I have to look at it.
I should really not look at that.
There's just a cake that says anal on it.
Yep.
All right. I got to close the chat.
Good luck.
It's been minimized.
You having a good time, Steve asks?
Hell yes.
Yeah, I am. Much more than I thought I would, to be honest. I haven't exactly been looking forward to this over the last few months. I mean, no offense to my parents. It's okay, Buck, I understand. Steve interrupts, chuckling. You weren't looking forward to coming alone. Yeah, glad I'm here now, though. Bucky admits, voice quieting, eyes still glued to Steve's. I'm glad I'm here, too. He smiles, and Bucky smiles back. They touch their foreheads together.
I'm sure they will, too.
Bucky definitely feels people staring now. And then he asks, what did my mom say to you earlier anyways? When you hugged my mom, Bucky clarifies, she said something and you promised her you would?
Stick it in her butt?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's my turn.
Cyril, it's turn.
No, it's my turn. Cyril's after you, Steve. Hey, I have the list already. Also, why is... Okay, this cake thing is getting a little out of control.
It's not out of control until all the cake is gone.
The freaking happy birthday Juan butt-gina is kind of freaking me out. And now there's a human centipede.
What kind of, there's a roadkill.
Why is there a use them or lose them cake with ovaries?
I like that at the roadkill.
It's not ovaries, dude. Those are eggs.
Yes. That never fucking no, mind.
That's a basket being lifted by balloons.
Ah! Well, I thought they were attached to a pair of panties.
It's attached to a pair of Twizzlers.
The basket's obviously so happy.
Oh, God. Wait, is somebody supposed to fuck that cake?
No, yes. We're not fucking that cake.
Whoever's birthday it is, it's their job to fuck the cake.
Honey, I got the cake pregnant again.
All right. That's great. Okay, all right. Oh, Steve says, suddenly grinning to himself, closing his eyes. He exhales a chuckle. Ha ha ha. And then leans his head away. She told me that the whole family loves me and then asked me to take care of you. I assume she means when we head back home, raises eyebrows. Bucky's own smile grows. His mom would say something like that. Biting his lip, he looks off and nods, humming quietly. When he looks back to Steve, he says, "Better not let her down, then."
"I won't."
"I can be quite the handful."
"In bed."
He playfully warns.
"With his wiener."
"You're worth it."
Steve retaliates. It's super effective. Bucky's...
"I know I'm worth it, Dad."
Bucky's cheeks warm with a blunt. Wait, which cheeks are we talking about?
Sounds like you said it with a blunt.
With a blush.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know. I guess smacks normally get the other cheeks red, but I don't know. I don't know.
So does hard anal sex.
Of course.
Anyway. No lube.
For all you know, that might have been a lifetime commitment you just made for her. She's pretty stubborn, you know. You're telling your boyfriend that telling your mother to take... listening to your mother take care of you? That's a lifetime commitment? You asshole!
Whoa.
I fucking hate this character so much!
Sir, I'm gonna need you to calm down, sir, or you're gonna get tased.
How long was not confrontational?
Now, sir, please tase me back.
Buck. Steve lets go of Bucky's hands to frame the side of his face.
You don't have to try and convince me to stick around. I've already made my choice. You're it for me.
Bucky's pulse thuds away as his face burns even hotter at the affection. He doesn't even have a response. Oh, so he just farts?
I guess.
Why is Steve like a gruffer John Wayne?
Because he can be.
Fair enough.
When you use the gruff voice, you're an adult.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're coming home with me. I'm an adult.
Steve-o. I need to keep going.
Keep going.
He doesn't even have a response. He's too caught up in getting captivated by Steve. As is always the case. So Steve gets a lopsided smile and whispers,
"I'm gonna kiss you now."
Yes. Oh yeah.
Okay. Bucky dumbly mumbles. Steve starts to lead in when they both hear a bitter scoff off to their right. Turning to glance at the source of the sound, they see Jason striding by with
Statham?
A...
Statham?
No.
Yeah.
Jason Voorhees, yeah. Yes.
Ah.
Statham as Voorhees.
Striding by this with a beer great. In hand. Steve lets go of Bucky completely and straightens, zeroing his sights on him. "Excuse me?" He calls out, sounding far too polite to be believable.
I think you meant, "Excuse me."
"Excuse me, Mr. DJ. I'm with a bouncer." "Excuse me, Mr. Bouncer. I'm with the DJ, okay? I'm with the DJ. I hate that song."
"Mr. DJ."
"Yeah."
Bop, 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 bop.
Jason has to be drunk already, judging by the way he's... What?
I don't know what I expected when I clicked on the link that had goatsy cake in it.
I just...
There's a whole bunch.
Ah, John Madden!
This thing doesn't know what tent it wants to be in.
There's a guy that's going to eat cake already. And then he gets cake.
Whoa. No, there's a goatsy where John Madden's coming out of the butthole.
Here's a guy, when he opens up his butthole, I come rushing out. Boom!
Touchdown!
Fast action tenactin. Now for your butthole.
tough acting to napkin. Yum.
Sometimes.
I don't think it would be a good idea to have athlete's foot in your butt.
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure that
would have not you tried.
What? No, because
a lot of things
terrible.
Shouldn't go in your butthole.
All right, we are about to have a pivotal point in the story. I'd like to continue. Okay, okay.
Fungus.
Down ungus.
Jason has to be drunk already, judging by the way he swivels a bit too much when he spins around. His demeanor is nothing but a cocky arrogance. His intoxicated gaze swerving from Steve to Bucky scornfully. What? You talking to me? He asks with a sneer.
Yeah, come here for a moment.
Steve encourages, curling his index finger a few times. Isn't that like normally a come hither motion to curl your finger?
Come here, big so boy.
I'm gonna make you gay.
Is that a
I'm gonna make you gay.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Is that a threat or an invitation? I can't tell.
It depends on how Jason feels about it.
All right, moving on. Jason, in his current state, doesn't seem to realize just how big Steve is.
In bed.
Yeah, his wiener is quite large.
A whole 17 inches. Until he takes a scoffs under his breath and then takes a few steps, Steve meeting him halfway. Then his face is no higher than Steve's collarbones, and Bucky sees him blink a few times, like he realizes he's now face-to-face with the human equivalent of a brick wall, which in my mind is a thwomp.
Yep.
Why is everybody fucking props up? All right. Bucky is completely tense, would probably say something to stop this if everything wasn't happening so quickly. What, you mean like his relationship? Fuck you! I can't even make jokes! I can't make jokes to the swamp sound! If his cousin takes a swing, Bucky won't hesitate to jump in himself, even if Steve can handle it himself. A few people around them notice, too, but for the most part, the party continues on around them, completely unfazed. Jason looks up at Steve, uncertainly, but keeps his features level. Just as he opens his mouth to say something, Steve smiles and asks,
"We're not gonna have a problem here now, are we?"
save that for when and if somebody gets knocked the fucked out, okay?
No, save it for when they're, you know, pounding each other in
that
the ass.
That too, but if somebody gets knocked out as well, save it for that.
Because I just figured that would be like the game where the thwomp sound just repeats a bunch of times when something epic happens. I don't know.
No, just because something fun is a result doesn't mean something fun is happening.
Oh, true.
It's the single most satisfying thing in the world when Jason's mouth opens and closes a few times.
Insert penis here.
Memory span of a goldfish. Before his before his sobriety catches up with him enough for him to realize that this is a fight he's not going to possibly win. He looks like he's absolutely seething as he swallows down his argument. And forces himself to bite back. Nope, we're not. Next up is Connor.
Anyway, I just feel like I read a throat fucking scene, but without the throat fucking.
Basically what it was.
Steve's smile stays even as he replies,
"Oh, good."
And then tapers it off, his expression growing more serious as he says,
"'Cause I don't like problems. You have a good night."
His tone is still so calm that, paired with the look on Steve's face, even Bucky sees how intimidating he looks right now.
"Thank you for coming to Burger King. Have a good night."
You can't recall if he's ever seen Steve like this and call Bucky weird. What? He can't recall if he's ever seen Steve like this and call Bucky weird, but he's actually
roll with it.
It's actually as attractive as fuck. Drinking.
Yeah, it's turning him on.
Ah, I see what it. Okay. Steve doesn't even give Jason the chance to back off either. He is the one to turn and stride straight to Bucky, taking his hand and muttering,
"Come on,
come on,
come on."
They make their way to the patio door where Bucky follows Steve back outside. Bucky can't take his eyes off him. Steve's always been the epitome of cheeriness, so to see him take control like that and assert himself to someone not to fuck with is like realizing that Steve actually does have a darker side to him. When they finally come to a stop, that's such a fragment. Bucky's glad that no one else is around because he blurts out, "I want to fuck you so bad right now." At the exact same time that Steve sighs with a tired smile and says, "Sorry about that. Wait, what? Huh? You said, what'd you say?" "I said, I'm sorry." Steve laughs. "Oh, and you said that I want to fuck you." Steve finishes with embarrassment, knowing Steve heard him full well. "Sorry." He gets bowled into a hug.
"I'm sorry."
Steve is still chuckling. I don't like getting like that.
"I don't like getting like that," his boyfriend admits. "But I'm glad you found it a turn on. I'll keep that in mind."
Before Bucky's brain can take that suggestion and start running away with potential fantasies of Steve acting like that with him in bed. Steve's already pulling away so he can take Bucky's face in his hands.
"Are you all right?"
"No."
"Yeah, I'm good. That was actually tame compared to what I was expecting, so it's fine, really."
"Snap Steve into a Slim Jim."
Steve. Steve. You can't. You're right, Steve. You just can't get through that shit. Two thwomps fucking. All right.
There's your fanfic idea that. For the day. Two thwomps fucking.
And here's your visual.
I'm done with this. Show's canceled. Yeah. Season's canceled.
Steve's not. Oh, God, I got to sneeze. Oh, Jesus.
If you're going to sneeze, sneeze in this.
If you need to sneeze again, say elephant.
So here's a fun little bit of information for you. A thwomp is actually street slang for a $20 crack rock or a marijuana sack. Ah. Now it means the number 20. So a turf in East Oakland, originally called the Rollin' Twenties, then the Thwomps, now called the Murder Dubs or the Murders. Dude bought a thwomp sack yesterday.
Thanks, Urban Dictionary.
Steve totally ruined the word for him.
No, that was produced from a Google search of two thwomps fucking. Also, fun fact, image number 16 is a picture of Odo from Deep Space Nine.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, really. Right there. Fucking just sitting there.
We like Odo. Steve nods, momentarily looking solemn again before stroking Bucky's cheek with his thumb and getting a small smile.
"Anyways, where was I?"
he asks, mirth sparkling in his eyes.
"I feel like we're in the middle of something." "I don't know," Bucky says, playing along. "You might have been about to kiss me." "Was I? You'd think I wouldn't forget a thing like that."
And then Steve leans in, pressing his lips lightly to Bucky's. He's glad he's got Steve's hands on his face, because without them, Bucky thinks he can very well up and float away every time they kiss. It's innocent. It lasts only a few seconds, but it's still perfect.
"That's right," Steve says, still close enough that his breath washes over Bucky's face and warms his skin. "No! That is... No!
Sorry. Personal.
No!
No! They're all gonna laugh at you!
Yes. Yes.
Could never Daniel forget Bryan. This. Stupid me. Could never forget this stupid me next.
What?
See, he's done.
Done. Who's next? Next up is David.
Oh, okay. David.
I clicked back onto this tab, and then there was a thwomp with a dick. Well,
that's the end of your night. Also, that is a very realistic dick on that unrealistic thwomp.
It's playtime, kids.
Pee-wee on, man.
Oh, there was one gif I saw where
117.
Oh, Jesus. Somebody was pulling their ball sack out of a girl's butthole. I'm like, wow, that must have hurt like hell. And then I thought, wow, what must it have felt like to get it in there?
It's my ball storage compartment.
It's warm, but it's smelly like a tauntaun.
You get him like twisted inside.
No!
David, so. Reed!
Okay, fine.
Stupid you!
Bucky echoes, lifting a hand to the back of Steve's head to pull him back in. This time, when their mouths meet, it's more insistent, deeper. It draws a tiny sigh from Steve's lungs, and Buckley hungrily swallows the sound.
Sigh.
Give it a sound, baby.
His other arm wraps around Steve's back and tugs him close so their bodies are flush together. Something Bucky quickly learned over the last 2 days is that it's never close enough. He always wants even more of Steve-O, as if direly up for all the he's missed with him.
Yeah.
Bucky isn't sure if this desire is only so strong because everything's still fresh between them, but something in his gut says that it won't. Bucky will always want him this badly.
Hey, easy!
Steve winds up breathing.
You can do it!
You can do it.
Steve winds up whining. Steve winds up. Fuck!
Come on, boy! Words.
Steve winds up breathing when Bucky practically grinds against him. He breaks the kiss, exhaling a chuckle. But his lips are slightly swollen, and his own pupils are dilated. Is fucking Bucky made of like meth?
Probably.
That's like,
dilated, why would you get a good look at them?
Like, how slightly swollen? You never.
I don't know, Connor.
I hate these fan fictions.
Just go with it, man.
Why don't you do this?
Embrace it. But his lips are slightly swollen, and his own pupils are dilated when Bucky gets a good look at them. Steve drops his stare to look down Bucky's bowdy, and then back up, gathering Bucky's hands onto his own, and then lifting them between their faces.
Guys, get going.
He says regretfully, kissing Bucky's knuckles.
Just for a little longer, okay? We'll be back at the hotel soon.
Oh, David, this is one of those butthole puckering voices.
Don't worry, Steve. It only hurt the first few times.
Oh, no! Oh, my God. The sliminess of that voice. Stop it.
Can I join in, too?
Oh, Judy says I gotta put more nasal.
Not right,
I'm getting, I'm feeling kind of stabby, but not the penis kind.
Oh.
You like to stab your penis, Connor?
No! Stop that!
Bucky sighs and nods in agreement, much as he'd like to argue. The blood rushing south to his quack is making it a little hard to think, but he'll do his best to keep it together until then.
Mommy, my boner hurts.
Okay. Steve senses Bucky's plight, seems to be feeling it too. So he tries to distract him by glancing back to the building and then stepping away so he can stretch out his hand.
Dance with me again.
From inside, Bucky can hear the beginning chords of Johnny Yacht's Have a Little Faith in Me start to play. But outside like this, it's muffled. But he's incapable of masking his smile. Steve shakes his head, keeps his hand out to him, palm up.
I don't care. Dance with me.
Dance with me.
Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
No.
He may roll his eyes harmlessly, but Bucky winds up talking Steve's hand. No one called me on it. Cool. Anyway, because he knows he laughs with surprise when Steve grins and then immediately tugs him over, making Bucky nearly lose his footing. This time, instead of doing things the traditional way, they both wrap their arms around each other's waist. For the first few lines, they share the song in silence. Let whatever they're thinking be translated in their eyes. But then the lyrics catch up to Bucky and strike a deeper chord in him. And he lets his head tip forward so he can touch his forehead to Steve's again. Closing his eyes, they move in slow circles while he loses himself in the words. And the way Steve's steady breathing makes for perfect background music.
Where your heart cannot speak sweetly.
Come here, darling. From a whisper, starts to have a little faith in me. And when your back's against the wall, just turn around and you will see. I will catch you fall, baby. Just have a little faith in me.
Chumley got arrested.
It should be our song.
Steve softly suggests when it's almost over.
Oh! If you want anything.
No. Next up, we're circling back around. So, Flick, it's your turn again.
When your heart, when your secret heart cannot speak so easily, come here, darling. From a whisper, start to have a little faith in me.
No, it needs more Michael Bolton.
No. His was good. That was like some, whatchamacallism? What's the guy's name?
Terrence Love? The male
Gloria Estefan.
Who? What?
I don't remember his name, but he was a guy from, like, the late 90s.
I'll let the dragon finish it.
And when your back's against the wall, just turn around and you will see. I will catch your fall, baby, and eat your bones.
Just have a little faith in me.
Oh, God, I see.
Loves a woman.
When a penises. Man loves a butthole.
Penises.
Penises.
Either way, penises.
Penises.
I'm getting high snacky too.
Oh, God. So, my air conditioning's broken.
Page 118. Bucky smiles, opening his eyes to stare adoringly at his boyfriend.
Gross.
You're a bit of a traditionalist, aren't you? He teases. A romantic. A heart. I wasn't sure people like you existed in real life.
Too cheesy?
Steve asks.
Yes!
Narrowing his eyes with amusement. Bucky shakes his head. No, I like it.
I like you!
Steve quips.
Oh my God!
Nose.
Love you, even. I'm glad you're all right with it, though. Because I plan to romance the fuck out of you from now on.
Yeah, wine and roses and divorce.
Whiny roses is more like it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah! Yeah?
Yeah! Something tells me you haven't been spoiled in a long time. Maybe even ever. I've been known in the past to be a bit of a Nicholas Sparks when it comes to cheesy romantic gestures. Bucky laughs. I hate those books. Oh, wait. It's a laugh. I hate those books. Yeah, me too, Steve agrees. But the comparison's still pretty bang on. Tell me to bring it down a notch if it ever becomes annoying. I highly doubt that'll ever be a problem, Bucky admits, because he really doesn't. On the contrary, the idea of being doted on and treated like that by Steve has a fresh batch of butterflies fluttering around in his stomach. He can't wait to be able to do those sorts of sappy things for Steve, too. He hopes he's not too rusty in his butthole after all these years. For a moment, Steve doesn't say anything, but then he's pulling away to reach into his jacket and muses. Well, actually, speaking of which, when there's a sudden huge commotion from inside.
Commotion!
Both their heads snaps in the direction of the noise. Snap. Oh, wait. They have no way of seeing what's happening, but there's a lot of yelling and people talking, and the loudest person seems to be Becca!
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 Becca! Becca! Sparing each other over a reluctant glance, Steve pulls his hand back out from his jacket, and the two run towards the venue.
His jacket is his ball.
It's chaos from the second they get inside. Near the door, there's a circle of a couple dozen people because of whatever.
It's chaos, like the Chaos Emeralds. We gotta find those Chaos Emeralds, Sanic.
In the center, Mark and another of Becky's... Bucky's...
Becky. Becky.
Okay, he's called... God damn it. In the center, Mark and another of Bucky's cousins, Luke, work to pull Rebecca back and keep her contained. On the other end of her outburst is none other than Jason, who looks pretty stunned as he tips his head back and gets his face dirtied up by the blood streaming from his nose. Bucky's Aunt Helen and a few others are trying to dab at him with napkins, but Bucky's focus is too preoccupied on his sister. That sounds dirty. She's still shouting profanities at Jason, even as the men finally succeed in removing her from the crowd. They run over to them. What the hell happened? Bucky shouts, going straight for Rebecca and gripping her shoulders protectively. He shoots an outraged glance to Jason, ready now to go lunging for himself. If the prick even tried to start anything with her. Steve instead addresses Mark, asking, "Everything all right?" in a much more level-headed tone.
No! Everything's not all right!
Becca fumes. That was the best voice I could choose, I guess.
No! Everything is not all right! Teen Girl Squad!
There you go.
Becca!
Mark!
Eddie!
The stupid one!
Becky!
That's supposed to be Bucky, not Becky. Whatever.
Bucka.
Chewbacca. I ship it.
Chewbacca.
Wait, I wonder how that would work here.
No.
No, like, it's too loud. So like Arnold Schwarzenegger Chewbacca.
I don't know, Mark says with a sigh. I didn't see what happened. I just got here in time to pull her back.
Next up is Logan.
Ted Theodore Logan?
I'm trying to stand quarters on their sides.
Is that more entertaining than this?
Yes.
It's not an Equinox. You can't balance quarters on their edge until, you know.
I've got 2 for 3 so far.
Goombella taking it.
Oh, yeah? Well, watch this. Knock your quarters over. This is going to hurt me to say. I'm page 119, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Way to pull a David. Don't give him any more fuel. He has enough as it is.
Everything's not all right, she shouts again, pointing Jason's way. She screams so everyone can hear that fucking asshole called Bucky a faggot. Yes, he was talking and saying shit and called him a cocksucking faggot.
And he liked it.
As if that's a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly. Said some shit about taking him a few miles over and getting him lynched, you fucker.
No, she cuts not, off yeah, you fucking fucker.
For him again. You fucking fucker, yes. But now Bucky also blocks her way and wrangles her back. Never said that, he hears Jason argue, having the nerve to sound incredulous. Yes, you did, Rebecca shouts back. You didn't fucking mean it. Nervously Steve's way. He's likewise got a hand on Rebecca's arm and keeps calmly repeating, hey, easy, easy there. It's fine.
Becky, easy.
Take it easy. Oh, no, that's like,
Take it easy.
David, it's the master from Kung Pao, Enter the Fist.
Hey, take it easy.
Yes.
But when he looks to Bucky quickly, he could see the fire in Steve's eyes. Bucky's so preoccupied with making sure his sister doesn't go putting the guy in the hospital, much as he'd deserve it, that there isn't even a chance for Jason's word to sink in and do any damage yet. What did you call my son? They suddenly hear Annie ask. Most of the soft murmurings of the crowd fall silent as their mom stands a few feet away, staring at her nephew in shock. Even Rebecca stops fighting her restraints. They watch as the small circle parts instantly to give her room to approach Jason. He still hasn't answered, still looking shit-faced, but now definitely looking a hell of a lot less tough. So Annie demands again, what did you call my son? Mark lets go of Becca and joins her. Jason looks between them, visibly shrinking in his cowardice.
I didn't.
You didn't. You think you can come here to our party and call my son a cruel, vicious thing like a faggot? She angrily asks, voice rising. Mark puts his hands on her shoulders to ground her, but this likewise sounds like he's trying not to snap when he says in a low voice, next time you even think about joking about threatening Bucky's safety, like safety,
safety
I'll
life,
have you arrested.
Safety life.
Just safety life.
Safety life. You can life one who you can be all living and stuff.
I will have you arrested. Do you understand? Your mother raised you better than that, Annie shouts. Helen lifts her hand, eyes wide. Annie, she interjects, like she's trying to be some sort of reasonable third party. Mark, he's been drinking. He didn't mean... That's not a fucking excuse, Ben shouts, sounding outraged. Bucky hadn't even realized he was there. Who's Ben?
Their little brother.
No, I thought it was Uncle Ben came back from the dead.
Yeah, Uncle Ben came back from the dead to tell this guy you can't be calling people faggots, man. That's fucked up.
I forgot.
So, like, with great power comes great responsibility. Also, don't call people things.
Yeah, don't be a dick. I
forgot was, like, bassoon in Finnish. I'm serious. I'm pretty sure that's okay.
I don't know, Cyril. Why don't you find out?
I will.
Sounding outraged, Bucky hadn't even realized he was there. Dredd makes his chest tight when he realizes.
Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd. When he doesn't know who's watching Amy. He doesn't want Ben to see this, let alone her. I don't give a damn how much he's been drinking, Helen. Mark snaps, his tone now with an edge. If you think that's a justifiable excuse for your son making death threats about ours, then maybe part of the problem has to do with his parenting.
All right, Jerry Springer audience. Ooh.
See, I feel like it should be one of those things where it's like, if you think being drunk is an excuse for that, and then they reply, worked for the president.
Or rather, that didn't stop Bucky from drinking when he went to pick up his sister.
Almost killed his sister.
I love you guys.
I love me too.
Who's doing the like testicle twisting? Oh my god.
Ow, that actually hurts my throat when I do that. That's ow. You ever have like your vocal cord crack? Ow.
Yeah, it happened to me twice today.
Yep.
Apparently, I've turned into too much of a man.
The entire chat has turned into Dodge Caravan.
No!
No!
Steve, Bucky says under his breath, they needed to get his siblings out of here, out of there. Steve nods, wrapping Rebecca up in his arms. Come on, he tells her, reading Bucky's mind. Let's go outside. I want to stay, Rebecca argues with through grit teeth. I'm gonna kick his fucking ass.
I'd like to stay and taste my first champagne. Yes?
Yes.
No.
Rebecca, watch your headgear.
Rebecca, no. You're just gonna stand there and let him talk shit about Bucky like that? And, Steve, it's your turn.
Okay. I've been humbly requesting, nay demanding from the chat that they need to have Rule 34 of a Dodge Caravan.
What? Listen here, you bitch. You want a Dodge Caravan? We'll give you one.
It's close.
It's close. Pretty damn
I don't
close.
Know the Dodge Caravan joke.
I don't either.
It's from much earlier.
Bex, it's fine.
From Montreal.
I'm fine. Bucky cuts in, pulling her from Steve so he can wrap her under his arms himself. Mom and Dad are taking care of it. Steve knows he's doing me better by staying with me. Come on, do you really want Ben and Amy to see this? She glares at him, bouncing on the balls of her feet as she opens her mouth.
She might need to have that surgery done to take the balls off her feet, you know.
Yeah, as she opens her mouth a few times, always shutting it shortly after. However, no arguments come out, only semen. And within seconds, her shoulders sag with a sigh.
All done!
As the confrontation between their parents and their aunt continues. No, she admits. Fine, let's go! Bucky leads her out of there while Steve grabs Ben. When they join them outside, Bucky's told that Amy was taken to one of the rooms upstairs by a family friend to color while things got sorted out.
Ooh, paint inside the lines!
Becca's still so pissed that Bucky finds himself pulling out one smoke for himself and then another for her, muttering to her and Ben from under his breath, "Don't tell Mom!" He knows that his sister secretly smokes here and there back in Indiana, but he's never encouraged it, hypocritical as that made him. This seems like the time for an exception, though. They don't make much conversation at first. Mostly, they all seem to take turns asking each other if they're okay.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
You okay?
You okay?
Danny? Are you okay?
Becca, are you okay? Bucky, you okay? Steve?
Yo, Steve, you okay? Are you okay?
Squirrel, are you okay?
Yo, chicken.
Industrial lathe man, are you okay?
Tom.
Thwomp, are you okay? Ben and Rebecca agree that Jason's an asshole who they never really liked anyways. Steve winds up lightening the mood after a few minutes by pulling Rebecca to his side and praising her.
Looks like everyone was right. I definitely don't want to go a few rounds with this girl.
She smiles in spite of the situation, and Bucky asks, "You seem to get him pretty good. What'd you do, just straight up punched him in the nose?"
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, yeah,
she replies, smile dropping.
What else am I gonna do? I heard him say that, and I was like, yeah, fuck that. What a piece of shit.
Ben mutters by their side. You didn't have to do that for me, you know, Bucky tells her. Her eyes widen indignantly, giving him a look.
Yeah, I did. You're my brother, Bucky. I'm not going to let anyone say shit like that about you.
And a girl,
Steve says. And
a girl.
Clever girl. Bucky feels like he should be telling him that they shouldn't encourage her like that, but he can't bring himself to say it. Maybe it's immature of him, but the fact that they care about him that much makes him feel proud. He always knows... Damn it, fuck.
Great job.
Nerd.
Did you just drink something?
Was it fluids in your mouth?
Shiz.
He knows he'd... What is with you two? What the
fuck? I love it.
He knows he'd have done the same thing if he heard someone insulting Rebecca or anyone else in the family. Clearly, it runs in their genes. Aren't they adopted?
It runs in their genes and their cargoes.
Both of them are related.
Wait, did you say cargo? Cargo capacity. Dodge Caravan!
I was talking about cargo pants, but okay.
They've already pitched their smokes by the time their parents emerge and come over to them.
Smokes.
Meow.
Andy goes meow, straight for Bucky meow, and Buck and pulls him into a meow, despite Bucky assuring her that he is meow.
Mark
Mark wraps meow into his meow and asks how she's meowing. Before checking in with meow, given the meow's given the circumstances, it's not all that surprising when they wind up telling Becca that they're proud of her for what she meowed.
Drink.
Just no more fisticuffs. Mark jokes.
No more fisting.
Andy meows between sniffles.
What did I start?
Wiping away the tears she must have let herself shed on the way outside. You ever meow?
A cat.
Everybody wants to be a cat.
Everybody.
You ever hear anything like that again, you come and tell us, he says.
No promises, Rebecca replies, but I'll try.
Honey, are you sure you're all right? Her mom asks again, cupping Bucky's face.
Helen left for Jason.
We told him to leave. That'll be the last time we let him anywhere near you again. I promise.
Rolls eyes.
Next up is Connor.
I didn't really think about getting food.
Oh, that's not good.
Yes, Mom, I'm fine. I appreciate it. No.
It was our fault, she says with a sigh.
Looking to Mark, she continues.
We should have thought of that when we sent out invitations. He should have never been invited.
Mom, this wasn't your fault, Bucky insists, shaking his head. You had enough going on. I get why it wasn't something that came to mind. You shouldn't have known he'd act like that, ma'am.
She nods, still looking
dead. No, I didn't.
Which is, which in turn makes Bucky feel guilty, even though he knows he didn't do anything wrong. This was supposed to be his parents' night. Giving her another hug, he tells her,
don't let this ruin the night, okay? I want you to march back out in there and have a dance with Dad, all right? I want you to have fun.
What about you?
She, well, that sounded the same.
What about you?
She asks, looking between him and Steve.
Do you think you'll come back, or is it time to call it a night?
Goodness, I believe it's time to call it a night.
If you know what I mean. He looks to his boyfriend, and Steve gives a small nod when he reads Bucky's expression.
I'm going to bed. Good night.
Giving his mom a tired smile, he says,
I'll stay here if you want me to.
What do you want to do, sweetie?
She pushes.
No.
Someone's dying.
What do I want to do?
What do you want to do, sweetie?
She pushes.
None of us will mind if you want to head back over to the hotel early, not after that. We won't be offended. I know I certainly won't be.
It's all right, James.
Mark chimes in to show his support. Bucky bites his lips and nods, casting his eyes downward.
Yeah, okay. We might head out if you're sure you're okay with that.
Okay,
I think I got enough party out of me to last at least a few months.
Okay.
And he says,
you got your key card.
I've got that, ma'am.
Steve says, putting padding
in his bra.
Padding the pudding.
Putting his pants back in his pocket.
putting his pants pocket.
All right, come here.
She wraps Bucky up in another hug, telling him that she loves him and that they'll all meet in the next morning for breakfast in the lobby before their checkout time. Bucky works through the rest of the family, hugging H1 and saying goodnight, as well as asking his dad to give Amy a kiss for him.
I can't tell if he's trying to do some like postmodern musical thing with this or not.
I don't know anymore. When he sees his mom...
These sardines smell so bad.
Oh, well, you did this to yourself.
I can't put them down, though. How do I eat them without a fork?
Use your hands.
Your hands.
Fingers. Get oily fingers.
Well, I already have oily fingers, but that's from what I've been doing. Oh, wait, are those the kind that have porn?
Oh, my God, what am I doing? I should take pictures of this so you can suffer with me.
No, I don't think you should do that.
Right. Where was I? He hears her tease.
Also, you can stop calling me ma'am.
All right, could you do this as if it was an episode of Dragon Ball Z?
Also, you can stop calling me ma'am at any time, you know. It's making me feel old. Sorry, Steve chuckles. Mrs. Proctor.
Not just any,
she answered. There's a small pause and Bucky's stepping back over to them as he adds,
or I mean, mom works too.
Steve's face busts into a grin and Bucky exclaims,
okay, that's our cue to exit. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Everyone laughs. He grabs Steve's hand and he leads him away, his face burning. Moment between them all would be ruined by his mom making a joke like that, even if Steve doesn't seem to mind. They call a cab, even though the hotel is no more than a 15-minute walk away. They're quiet during the short ride. Bucky's head on Steve's shoulder and Steve's leaning against his own soul.
David.
What?
Your turn.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm so happy that I now have to lean forward.
What were you doing before? Ooh-hoo. Just leaning back?
Yeah, right. Man. There was no chance. I just pulled my pants and I did the rock away. And I leaned back. Lean back.
I should probably
lean back. I leaned back.
Fuck.
Now that I have a moment alone with his thoughts, the stress of the whole night starts to catch up with him, and Bucky finds himself unexpectedly exhausted.
Dad?
What is it, son?
God, I can't do that voice right now.
It's okay, son. Someday you'll be old like me.
Anxious, also a little hurt, Steve stroking his knuckles with his thumb and kissing his hair. But Bucky just wants to get into their room so he can fall face down onto the bed and sleep all the negative feelings away, or throw something. Or shout into his pillow until the anxiety is gone. Whichever winds up happening first. And by the time they're finally unlocking the door and heading into the room, Bucky's tie feels too tight. He's been trying so hard at the venue to push everything down and stay calm from the moment he got there. And that it's like everything is now trying to crawl to the surface. Bucky doesn't want to end the night off with a panic attack. So while Steve shuts and locks the door behind him, Bucky's crossing the room and yanking himself free of his jacket and that stupid tie. It feels way too hot in there, even though when he checks the thermostat on the wall, the temperature seems fine. Maybe he just needs a window open, some fresh air for a few minutes before he turns in. He stands by the window, letting his forehead press against the screen as he stares out at the nightlife of the town in front of him. They're fairly high up. This hotel is the biggest one in the area, so the view is relaxing. He remembers to take slow, deep breaths, no matter how wound up his body's feeling. From behind him, he hears Steve remove his own jacket, tie, and shoes.
Zip.
A few seconds later, he's behind Bucky, palming his shoulders and running his hands down Bucky's arms.
Okay?
Steve asks gently. It feels like that's all anyone's been asking him for the last half hour. Bucky closes his eyes and stiffly answers on autopilot once again.
Yep.
Steve presses a small kiss to Bucky's nape. Really, Buck?
Are we- really, Buck? Are you okay?
Yes.
No. Toaster!
I am.
Bucky's hands tighten their grip on the window frame, jaw tense. He takes another deep breath and pushes it out.
I'm fine!
He stubbornly insists, thankful that his tone is as calm as he's trying to convince himself to be. The light kiss against the back of his neck.
Talk to me.
Steve encourages quietly.
That's what I'm here for. You don't have to put anything except me there. I know you're not okay right now, baby.
All right.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
David.
You're not okay right now, baby.
I've been having a raging fetish for this. Can somebody please turn the sexy scene into Dragon Ball Z? Please.
Oh, wait.
Oh, my God, guys.
You don't have to bottle things up no more. I know you're not okay with this right now, baby. If I try to talk about it, I might lose it.
I like where this is going.
He's having difficulty getting the words out.
I totally don't remember where you even are.
He's kissing him like that to not realize how fucked up and all over the place Bucky still truly is.
I want a USB microphone on
for a long time to come. Yep, he's been on cloud nine the past couple of days, so he's been in a wonderful mood. But how's he doing right now? That's been the real him for the last 6 years. Wound up, tense, and complete shit that filtering through his emotions and handling them properly. He's terrified of scaring Steve off soon. He wants to learn how to get better, but he can't be alone to do it.
I need you,
he thinks.
Well, I'm right here,
Steve whispers. Bucky didn't realize he'd spoken that aloud. Bucky squeezes his eyes shut tighter and bites out an apology. But Steve cuts him off, gently.
Shh! Don't! Never say sorry for how you feel. It's okay, baby. I'm staying right here. What can I do?
Bucky's eyes open and he looks back out the window miserably.
I don't know, he admits.
I don't know!
I don't know!
Okay,
Steve says with a nod, kissing the side of Bucky's neck now. He brings his arms around Bucky so his fingers can start undoing the buttons along his shirt. It is about Jason, he patiently asks. Bucky wants to deny, but he nods. Okay, is it about everyone from earlier too? Again, Bucky nods. Once his shirt is open, Steve presses his hand to Bucky's stomach and slides them to his sides, pulling him to Steve's front protectively.
If it helps at all, I'm so proud of you for how well you did tonight.
Buck. I'm so proud of you.
No, stop. Stop, diseased cousin Haggard.
I'm so proud of you, son.
Stop, weird mushmouth alien.
No, that's what's his face?
That's
Boss Nass from episode one.
No, Boss Nass is deeper than that.
He's an old about the Naboo.
I'm not sure if that was my two sound effects.
I like it.
I like this. This is better than reading.
Steve says, kissing the back of his jaw.
This should just be the fanfic show where we just do sound effects the whole time.
I know how hard that must have been.
It was very difficult. Thank you.
Easy. It'll get easier, though. You don't gotta do this alone anymore.
I'm not who you think I am. I'm a monster.
Bucky mutters, self-depreciatingly. His eyes grow wet, but he swallows it down with a scowl.
How do you swallow your own eyes?
You're not going to be able to handle it.
No.
You're not going to love me anymore.
Bucky, no.
Yeah.
Steve turns his face so their eyes can meet. Steve looks completely serious, maybe a little saddened. I know who you are, okay? I've known you for years, and I fell in love with you because of how amazing you are. You are amazing. Bucky, what can I say for you to believe that I'll never bail on you?
You stick your dick
in. I'll be there for you.
Bucky's mouth twists up, his expression pinched up in pain.
I'm so fucked up,
he keeps arguing.
I guess you could sing the theme song to Perfect Strangers.
Standing tall on the wings of a dream.
Can I get Xanthor to do that one?
Fall.
Xanthor, can you sing the song to the theme song to Perfect Strangers?
Oh, I thought you said Zamfir.
No, Xanthor, the alien. God damn it, Flick, you're making me look terrible out here.
What? Sorry. Look, I'm bad at references. I just make noises, okay?
Turn your dial! David wants you to turn your dial and sing. Turn your dial,
become the alien, sing Perfect Strangers.
Oh, wait, okay, so I need to change the pitch to down.
Like this?
Yeah, that's it. It's Perfect Strangers made it happen.
God damn it, now I'm laughing.
Chris!
Do it!
This is not a time to get performance anxiety.
I can't take it. I can't take the anticipation.
You can't take me? Oh, man, Flaker is
rise and fall on the winds of our dreams.
I can't remember this freaking beautiful.
It's my life. It's my dream.
Oh my god, sing Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics.
Can we wait till after
sweet
the show?
Dreams are made of these.
Thank you so much.
Alright, can we wait till after the show for any more vocal performance requests?
Yes. Continue. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Please punish me.
Okay. Thank you for that. I appreciate you, Chris. I appreciate you. Alright, now
I don't even know where to start anymore. I missed who I used to be.
You're going to find him again, Buck. I know you will. I'll help you every step of the way. I swear it. Scout's honor. You haven't lost him. But you're not going to lose me either, Steve interrupts. I love you.
Steve, you don't get...
Shut up. Love you. Steve mutters, shaking his head and silencing Bucky with a firm kiss. Bucky whimpers quietly against his mouth, his heart aching. But he finds himself reaching up for Steve's he finds himself reaching up the second Steve's lips are on his and grabbing the back of Steve's head to hold him closer. He wants to believe it. He really does. He hopes that someday he will. For now, he just needs Steve to make him forget about everything. The night, the stress, everything beneath the surface that those things bring back up for him. He just needs Steve to love him, even though he's broken.
Is this the magical healing cock thing?
Yes, probably. It is. 100% definitely that.
Magic healing dick.
Magical healing seminal issue.
Seminal issue.
Seminal issue.
Seminal. Right?
They part their lips within seconds, Steve's tongue delving into his mouth. Bucky's brows pinch together with another low whimper, and then he's spinning around long enough for Steve to palm his shoulders and push him back against the window.
All right, so now you're doing it like a ringside announcer.
Hey, he's got the glass surface against his back. Oh, and Steve's crying this one. He feels caged in.
That's right, but he's still not enough. His hands fly to Steve's shirt to rip open each button, meeting every one of Steve's kisses with the same conviction as he's
getting. And the way Steve's kissing him, it's desperate and hectic on its own right. like, Steve's hurting to prove to Bucky exactly what Bucky means to him. Like, he feels Bucky's pain and it hurts his own heart. Like, he can't take it on his into his own hands and relieve Bucky from it for a little while. If Bucky will let him. If Bucky will let him. He claims Bucky's mouth like he wants to own it, and all Bucky can do is let it tip open and close in response and beat his tongue to Steve's when Steve's looking between his lips.
He's just gonna hold Bucky close and then he's gonna RKO him.
I'm sorry, but I thought you were basically reading an OxyClean commercial for a while.
That was fucking beautiful. It's Flick's turn. I kind of want to have him continue that, but I'll leave it up to his discretion.
What, to do an announce, like a ringside thing?
Yeah, and it could be any announcer. You could do modern or like old timey.
Or anything that is not,
I mean, old timey like this?
Sure.
He opens up Steve's shirt. Well, Steve pushes him up again.
I better get in the mood.
He opens up Steve's shirt while Steve pushes him up against and slides his hand down his outer thigh, rucking it up and grinding himself between his legs, hard enough to steal a whine from Buggy's throat. After pulling the shirt off Steve's body, Steve nudges Buggy's head up. Buggy's head back so he can latch his mouth to curve.
It's not easy, God. Is it?
Well, because I'm thinking of other things I want to replace words with, and I gotta stop.
Latch his mouth to the curve of his throat. Kiss and suck and bite softly down to his shoulder and back up again while his hands clumsily open Bucky's belt and get his fly down.
Give him the old kiss and suck.
And in the meantime, I'm going to talk about boners, 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 boners.
I went too far.
It went too deep. It went too deep.
Sometimes when I go, oh God, I need water. Bucky's got blood rushing in his ears and his cock straining against his dress pants. And between ragged breaths and startled moans, it's like he's only able to put his hands on Steve for a second before Steve's grabbing his wrists
and pinning them above his head.
He's pinning him. He's pinning him for the 3 count.
Oh, my God. One,
two. He's pinning him. He's pinning him so good right now.
And now with an upset, nobody could have predicted this.
Oh, my God.
So, Steve's eyes are... Oh, sorry.
Steve's eyes are heavily lidded when he lifts his head long enough to sear Bucky with his gaze and burn him from the inside out.
He crushes their lips back together, making Bucky's head knock against the window. His wrists are freed so they can grab at each other. Steve fisting his hands into Bucky's shirt and pushing it down his arm so he can shrug it out. Bucky can barely...
Oh, God. My poor throat. Oh,
it's
God.
Okay. You can soothe it with more alcohol later.
Do the Randy Savage voice.
What?
Do Randy Demo. Savage for the rest
Demo
of it.
Demo it for me. Demo.
Beam of the crop. Bucky can barely breathe as Steve starts kissing noisily down his body until his knees are hitting the carpet. Everything's happening so fast, and the fucking room is spinning. Bucky, feverish and lust drunk, that before he knows it, oh God, I'm gonna pee.
I'm okay. I just gotta tone it down a little.
Everything's happening so fast, and the fucking room is spinning. Bucky, feverish and lust drunk, that before he even knows it, Steve's freeing his cock and sucking it into his mouth.
We have cock, ladies and gentlemen!
Wait.
We have attained cock!
And sound effects, too.
Did Mike Tyson punch out and then fuck a dinosaur?
That's my favorite opportunity.
I am not scrolling back up. Anyway, Bucky's jaw drops, stuttering over a soft cry. Steve holds his hips in his hands and bobs his head back and forth, breathing roughly through his nose as he works Bucky's deeper and deeper into his throat. It's so intense, so unexpectedly, that Bucky finds his legs shaking within a minute before his knees get out on him. Steve doesn't let that stop him. All he does is rise fast enough to stop Bucky from falling before they crash over onto the bed. And Bucky gets thrown onto his back. Then Steve kneeling between his legs and swallowing Bucky down. Again, Bucky clenches Steve's hair and gasps uncontrollably.
His mouth permanently slackened. He's digging the back of his head into the mattress and arching on and off the bed as Steve teases him with his tongue and sucks him so fucking reverently that Bucky's convinced his dick was meant to live between his boyfriend's lips.
Reverently.
Reverently?
Choking a lot there, dude. You got a case of dick mouth?
He might.
That's bad. You should get that checked out.
Oh man, God. Keep like, no, doing
you can't
sounds.
Just go to a regular dentist for
growing.
That. You have to go to a specialist.
I'm gonna finish
get
this
it checked in and out. In and
Chris,
out.
Chris, keep doing that. It makes me
in and out.
You want the low voice or the gagging?
The gagging.
The low gag.
Jesus, dude, stop.
Sounds like a zombie film.
No, it sounds like a porno.
What kind of pornos do you watch?
Can you keep reading, please?
Maybe amateur ones?
He feels one of Steve's hands on his left knee, keeping that leg pushed open water, while the other slides up his stomach, his chest to the back of his neck. He forces Bucky's head, tilting his chin to his chest. Look at me, Buck! Steve pulls back to rest. Bucky's eyes open, and he groans at the sight. Steve's completely flushed. His baby blue is even brighter from the gaze filming over his eyes. Steve bites his bottom lip with a tiny nod, whispers, "Watch me!" And Bucky can only nod in return. Steve's the prettiest fucking thing when he's got Bucky in his mouth. He's the pretty little fucking thing always. But the way his lips look all stretched like that, and the way he keeps him and Bucky's gaze locked as he sucks up and down.
And up and down and up and down.
And up and down and
up and down and up and down.
Yo. I need to get me one of them.
A yo-yo?
Oh, I thought he was going for the truck door mute.
All right, hey, don't you have another sentence, Chris? Or are you done? Fuck!
That's a picture.
It's too much to stand, and Steve knows it. Maybe that's why he asked Bucky to look at him. It only feels like another minute or so until Bucky's nose is scrunching up and his breath quickens. I think I'm done.
Wait.
Okay. No. Yeah, baby, do it.
God, I hope my housemate isn't home. He's probably wondering what the fuck's going on.
Logan, you're next.
I gotta get the sardines out of this room. This smells too much. Hold on.
Is that what all the gagging was about?
Probably.
Your mouth while reading. He'd warned Steve that he's about to come, but he can't even form the words. And honestly, he bets that Steve's picked up on it anyways, because he picks that moment to free his mouth so he can stare at Bucky and lick a single stripe from the root of his cock all the way back up to tip.
Ah, fuck, there's a spider on my floor. Motherfucker.
Hit it with a sardine.
What a wonderfully opportune moment for my mother to come home.
Oh, God.
Wonderful.
Would you rather not read for the rest of the night?
Oh, no, I'm going to keep reading.
That's
the
spirit.
Relief floods over him. With a sharp... Oh, wait, no. I did not skip anything. Okay, cool. With a sharp...
Stop that! Stop it with the damn coins!
Stop it with the coins, sweetie! Stop it with the coins.
I didn't know you could hear it.
I can hear it very clearly.
Skittles.
Jesus. With a sharp...
This is such a clusterfuck.
He unravels. Shut up. Stop eating the sardines.
No, these are Skittles.
Why are they making you gag?
That's the penis.
Forces himself to continue staring as he watches Steve's own eyes roll up and then close at Bucky's taste, nursing him through it and moaning quietly while he swallows it all down. Tiny droplet of his climax dribbles onto his stomach when Steve pulls away and lets his dick fall free. Steve moves quickly, coating Bucky's inner thighs with kiss after kiss until Bucky has to physically pull him up to meet his mouth.
You're drowning my legs!
Jizz exchange.
They make out as they work to finish stripping each other out of the rest of their clothing. And once Steve's naked, he lets Bucky turn him onto his back so Bucky can lean over and jerk him off.
You know what would make this story better? Pretty Pretty what? Prisoner.
What? You know what would make it better? Not having Bucky and Steve fucking and this weird AU where his parents are something.
It's just, I don't have a problem with them fucking. I have a problem with the writing. Just the drawn out style.
And, you chose and, this. You chose this fic over all the other fics I suggested.
I love making Logan upset.
This is like reading Tumblr the fanfic, and that's really weird for me to say.
This is nothing in comparison to
Steve. Would it be better if these were like furry animals fucking?
Oh, baby.
Utopia stuff next season.
Oh, gosh.
So what would this be? Bucky O'Hare and Steve what?
Bucky Rogers.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Continue reading.
At least someone cares. They only break apart when Steve makes a run over to the bag they dropped off when they all checked in earlier in the evening. Returning with the bottle of lubricant, Bucky throws Steve's legs over his shoulders and gets his own mouth on Steve's cock, distracting his noisy brain from losing himself in his boyfriend's shaky, endearing moans. He's got two slick fingers buried inside of Steve's body. Wow, that was really fast. Patiently working him open because they've been so used to fooling around at the cottage. Steve grabs for one of the pillows and habitually bites down onto it. Bucky starts to tease his prostate.
Oh, what? Okay.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
You tease the prostate because you know exactly when you're in there, you just kind of can feel exactly where the prostate is.
Actually, you can. You can, Connor. Yes, like, that's actually a thing.
I can attest to this.
I can also attest to this.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, if I stick my dick in something, I can't feel anything except what, like, there's something around
it's
my
his
dick.
Fingers.
Dude, do you have, like, paralysis of the dick or something?
Yeah,
do you don't feel anything?
Paralodics?
Yeah, paralodics.
Let's talk more about Bucky and Steve fucking. Fucking?
No, you want to get off the topic of you having paralytic?
Yes. My paralytic is none of your paralytic business.
And he doesn't give a shit about any of the other guests. Well, you're going to get an extra. You're going to get a loud noise charge, dude. You're going to have to pay more money. Staring up at him heatedly, he grabs the pillow and flings it across the room, curls his fingers unforgivingly, and breathes.
Oh, fuck! No, Bill!
So loud, one of the coins fell over.
Oh, fuck!
When Steve jolts and then tosses his head back, jaw dropping with a loud mixture of a whine and a shout when Bucky hits his sweet spot again.
Oh, yeah!
Bucky can get used to this. He wants more.
More!
To fucking deafen him.
Scream in my ear, it gets me off!
Quid pro quo is
quick pro quo
in order, he thinks. So he focuses on doing nothing more than finger fucking Steve's prostate.
Watching. Milking him one bit at a time.
Yeah, milking his prostate for that creamy, creamy goo.
We gotta make it! We gotta make it for the crops! We need to start the harvest!
Job's done!
Watching Steve grip the headboard tight enough to get it groaning under the pressure.
Wait, so even the fucking headboard is groaning?
Dude. Yep.
Well, that's right. Is that bad?
He's strong. As he cries out over and over and whimpers higher and fucking higher.
Pretty much.
And he's off into space. he came back.
Welcome back. He has to make Steve feel so good. Need him like Bucky needs him. Please. Steve can't leave him. Bucky can be better. He can try. Please, I'll try so hard. Not
get
just
so
for
far,
him.
But in the end.
So he can also be the person Steve deserves to have loving him. Steve must be blind. He must be fucking living in a fucking denial if he's loved Bucky as long and hasn't seen any reason to walk away. Bucky sure is there.
That's Lucky sure is there, though his problems will be too much. And what if he doesn't recover fast enough? At what point will Steve reach his wit's end and be unable to handle it anymore?
Well, first off, I want to point out that there's apparently a petition called Please Stop Making Zootopia Porn.
Yeah, that's not going to work out.
And then there is an update to the petition that says, never mind, I just looked at some of the porn and it's actually kind of hot. Please make more.
Yeah, I've seen that. I saw that.
Like, okay, some of the Zootopia porn is not bad, but a lot of it is actually really bad.
But that goes for like every porn.
It does.
Yeah, that goes for pretty much everything, Dave.
Yeah, I guess.
You like to see the elephant, right?
No, don't like to see the elephant.
Yeah, you like it.
Okay.
Alright, it's my turn. Page 126. Wow, we are knocking this out, guys. We keep what do you this want to pace, do? Finish we'll be finished tonight? before summer. Oh god.
This summer. See if they can actually finish.
Coming this summer. A movie you never would have expected.
Don't say coming.
Come that's for me, the name Steve. Of the movie.
Don't say coming.
But that's what I have to say it. It's part of my sentence.
Don't say coming.
Come for me, Steve. Bucky's bleeding. I need you to come. I need you to feel good. I can make you feel good. I can. I can do right by you and make you happy and love you the way that you should be loved. Treated right. Because you deserve it, you do. No one deserves it as much as you. You're so kind.
So much, Sonny. I love you.
You're so kind. You're so gentle. You're the greatest man I've ever known. And I can't lose you. Please let me make you come. I'm scared. I'm scared, Steve. And I don't know how to be who you need me to be. That was all inner fucking monologue, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
What a baby.
I think he's got problems.
Steve continues to writhe, continues to shudder, and choke on moans as his opening twitches around Bucky's fingers. He must be close. Oh yes, please. Fuck.
Great job, Steve-O. You had three words and you messed them up.
Oh please, yes. Come for me. Bucky begs again. Fuck me.
Fuck me.
Bucky slows his movements, but doesn't stop. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now they all sound like Southern Colonel.
They all sound like Carl.
Yeah,
come on, please. So it's a bit more Southern than Carl. This is like, it's almost like one of the people from Halo. I can't remember who, though.
Master Chief.
Commander Keys.
Yeah, maybe.
Master Chief, the master of the Halos.
Okay.
He runs the Halo.
He runs the chef inside Halo.
Makes sense. Bucky reluctantly pulls his fingers out and wipes them on... What? You...
That's a gross person. That's a gross person. That's like...
He pulls his fingers out and wipes them on the duvet.
And wipes them on his face.
The duvet! Don't ruin a perfectly good duvet with your ass juicy fingers.
Remember, it's 50% lube, 40% poopy, and probably and something else.
10% magic.
Other?
He crawls up
10% hopes and dreams.
Fucking rainbows. He crawls up the bed so he and Steve can resume kissing. With Steve's fingers framing his face, that's when it starts to feel like things begin to slow down.
Get your stink fingers out of my face.
The urgency between them is still palpable, but their kisses grow less hectic now that Steve's got Bucky pressed to him again, like a pressed ham or a panini sandwich. Bucky still feels so fucking desperate, still feels like he's hurting inside, so he tries to speed things up again. Steve just keeps forcing them to slow until his calmness feels like it's seeping into Bucky and making his body relax into the bed. Steve seems so certain. Bucky doesn't know where the sudden shift in the air came from. Maybe he could feel it coming in the air tonight?
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
I'm sorry.
But this is even...
Finger slipped.
This is even more intimate than the animal like, I need to fuck you now and fast vibe that had been driving them up to this point. Bucky's questions get a few answers when Steve mutters between kisses, I love you. Mwah. I need you to believe me. Mwah. I'm so sorry you've been hurting, baby. I'm sorry. Mwah. I promise I'm not going to do that, though. Mwah. You're the only thing I mwah, want. That's never going to change. I want you. Mwah. You're the only one. Okay. You're the only one.
That was terrible.
That was.
You should feel bad for what you just did.
What? Ruining my microphone?
That's what pop filters are for.
He understands now what Steve's asking for, that he wants Bucky to make love to him rather than fuck him senseless.
Oh, you mean get him pregnant?
Yeah, that's how it works, yeah. Totally. All the things he's saying, he's trying to tell Bucky that he is the only one Steve trusts to give himself up to like this anymore. That Steve will never want anyone else to have him again. His throat feels tight when he nods, getting as far as choking out before his...
That's really enough choking noises for the night.
You know what? The story is saying choking constantly.
Yeah, but we were also kind of doing this way before there was choking.
Before his breathing hitches and he stops himself short before he starts to cry.
Oh, God.
Really?
I'm just so happy.
Taking the initiative, Steve presses another soft kiss to his lips. Mwah. And guides Bucky onto his back, so he's hovering above him. Bucky keeps his eyes closed, even when Steve pulls away to find the bottle of lube, because he needs just a few more deep breaths to pull himself back together. He feels Steve's taking his hand and placing the bottle against his palm, closing Bucky's fingers around it and then letting go to crawl back over to him. Steve kisses his forehead, his temples, even over top his closed eyelids. That's not sexy, that's annoying.
And it's not lube, it's cottage cheese.
And Bucky wishes again that he wasn't so broken inside. He hates how much.
Crawling in my skin.
That was a band, wasn't it? Broken Side that made the shitty, like, auto-tuned rap screamo stuff?
I don't know.
All right, look, I'll have to post it after the episode. In any case, he hates how much Steve loves him. What? Oh my God. He hates how much Steve loves him when he doesn't deserve any of it. Fuck you, Bucky.
Okay.
A kiss ghosts across his lips. Steve lifts a bit so he can gaze back down at Bucky's face, and that's when Bucky opens his eyes. He's instantly left breathless. Connor.
What?
Connie, it's time for you to read.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was too busy blasting metal to get this out of my head.
Seriously,
I hear what you're saying.
There's a musical genre called crunkcore.
Yeah, Birkenside, right?
Yes, that's what I was talking about. Combines crunk.
See, that's around where I tuned out. To be honest with you, I was like, "Oh, crunkcore, good." I remember the 2012s too. At any rate,
I remember the 2003s.
We're at page 127, right?
In a row,
127. Yes.
Okay. Good.
He isn't sure what it is right now, but Steve's never looked the way he looks at this moment. Yes, Steve's seen him look like this a few times over the last couple days. Hair messy, skin pink from his flush, eyes partially unfocused, lips bright red and slightly parted. But there's something there in the way he's staring down at Bucky's. It's pure, raw vulnerability. He's Bucky's to take care of right now.
Mm-hmm. That precious moment where the trust that Steve has for him is screaming right in front of him. Mm-hmm. It's so naked on Steve's goddamn face. He loves Bucky, and Bucky doesn't deserve it. But mm-hmm. still, he loves him anyway. He gives himself to Bucky in the most intimate way because he trusts Bucky with his life mm-hmm. and his body and his fucking soul. Mm-hmm. God knows Bucky won't hurt him, even if Bucky can't even trust that much of himself yet.
Mm-hmm.
And because of his own fucking walls, he'd been denying Steve that same level of trust. Mm-hmm. But it's there. It's always been. And suddenly Buck wants to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. There's not a single other person in the planet that Bucky would want to get to, but Steve... Wait, Bucky... Fuck. There's not a single other person in the planet that Bucky would want to give that to but Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I need to smoke after that. So.
Smoke?
No. I was being.
The cock.
Smoker.
I love a big stogie in my mouth. All right. All right. So he takes the bottle and. Still staring up at Stephen, pushes it to his lover's chest. For a second, it doesn't click, but then Steve's brows furrow a little, and he covers Bucky's hand with his own so he can take the lubricant from him. You? Steve starts to ask. Not yet. Bucky's eyes search his. Yeah. That's what it says, right? Yeah. He breathes. Steve's eyes grow wet. And he lowers himself down and kisses Bucky down again. No, that doesn't work. Bucky knows in his heart that this is what he wants. He's scared. It's been so long. Steve treats him like precious glass. Steve straight over him so Bucky feels protected and trapped in a way that he needs. Well, he helps Bucky accept one finger into his body. And another. It stings. No, look, buddy. If you're doing it right, it shouldn't sting. Come on. It stings just like he remembers. But Steve takes it so slow. Keeps an eye on his face. And even when Bucky's own are closed and he's whimpering in discomfort, he's breached and split open.
He's breached. Oh, we got a hole breach. Seal the hatch.
Wait a minute. Is there no condom involved here?
Remember, kids, always practice safe sex.
I don't usually put condoms on my fingers, but
that's okay.
That's true.
That was his stink finger, so never mind. That one's already.
Where was I at?
Stink finger.
Steve's eyes grow wet. Did I read that already? Whatever. Steve's eyes grow wet, and then he lowers himself down and kisses Bucky again. Bucky knows in his heart this is what he wants.
Oh my god, I think this fic gave me pink eye.
He's scared. It's been so long, but Steve treats him like precious glass. He stays draped over him so Bucky feels protected and trapped in the way that he needs.
Trapped.
Well, it
never getting away from me, boy.
Trapped. All I can think is, Headstrong, take you on! Headstrong!
I take on anyone! I think that you are wrong!
This is not where you belong!
Wait, did you just say this is what it's like when worlds collide?
This is what it's like when worlds collide! Are you ready to...
Apparently not.
I can't do that if my wake wakes up.
wake me up!
I have had like 7 beers. This is ridiculous. All right. strays draped over him, so Bucky feels protected and trapped in the way that he needs. Well, he helps Bucky except one finger into his body. Oh, I did read that already.
Yes,
it
did.
Stings, just like he remembers. Fuck, I'm rereading this. Why am I rereading this? Gonna skip ahead to Steve.
Please
covers his face.
The part where the boner goes in him.
Every he wonders. Every time he worries that he's hurting him, Bucky can't even get the breath to use his words. But whenever he feels he can handle more, he'll nod. And Steve's always right there to give him what he needs. It hurts to take Steve's cock at first. Let's just be clear. Bucky stays on his back through the prep, and by the time he's ready, he doesn't even want to move. He wants to feel Steve inside of him. He needs it. Fuck.
Fuck!
He needs it. Steve holds himself up by the forearms so Bucky won't feel crushed. And right before he begins to push in, Bucky runs his hands along Steve's back over his ass. Oh, Steve, oh, this is great. Your beard is fantastic.
No!
Looks up at Steve, and Steve looks right back. Brushes his mouth to Bucky's. It's only when Bucky touches his bottom lip with his tongue and Steve meets it at their eyes close. So this is the great part, because Bucky trusts their bodies to say what he can't right now. That maybe when this is all over, Steve will understand just a little better how much he means to Bucky, because his ass is going to like clench far around that big American cock.
Well, you know what? Let's just end it there. I have nothing else to say after that. Let's just end with it. Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Deforestation by Thunder Thoen, and Castlemania 2010 by Ben Briggs. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.